This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Lots going on, lots to get to. We've got the Attorney General of the great state of Missouri coming up. Andrew Bailey is his name. They just got rid of that ridiculous district attorney out of St. Louis, who is refusing to do her job. She basically, people would be arrested. They'd be charged with crime. She would never take them to adjudication. She would never, ever even try the case. And as I have him on today, it turns out she was studying to be something else the entire time she was collecting money from Missouri taxpayers. So if you're in Missouri or well beyond, you're going to want to hear from Andrew Bailey. He also talks about fentanyl and that issue, the border, those issues, Missouri versus Biden, which is the censorship online issue that Missouri and several other states are going after the Biden administration over. Make sure you stick around for that. We've got that for you. Another DEI idiot turns out to be just a hypocrite. We'll have that for you coming up and a whole lot more. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride on a Thursday. Feeling all right. Still hoping to get John Catsimatidis on today. He is putting an offer to buy CNN. He, of course, is the owner of WABC in New York and Red Apple Media. Seems I got to have that is Carrie Lockie. How you doing?
Great.
Wow. Okay, you are great. Polo making it happen. Also great. Sam. In prison, by the way. Super great. It could have been. And there's me. Just great. On my own, oh, I'm great.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I trust people that are always great. No, you're not always great. Just today you are.
Yes.
If you're always great, I'm skeptical.
I'm not. Yeah.
Let's go. Turn it up. Sing along. Took the key.
You're feeling all right.
Uh-huh.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
No. Who's got some harmony? Carrie, you got the harmony? Oh, no, that's me.
Feeling all right.
You don't have it either.
Wow.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
No. Mm-hmm. One time I should do it in falsetto and show how stupid it is.
Goodbye,
Sam. It sounds stupid.
Oh, yeah, that's not good either.
Goodbye, Dad.
Come on, Carrie,
how about not singing at all?
No,
let Huey do it.
I couldn't hear you. I thought you said you were great.
How about
I disagree
at
with
all?
You. I disagree with you. You're not great. You're the opposite of great when you're being rude like that for no reason.
Oh, I can't help it.
You ever get a guy like that?
You know what? I was thinking, because I also go to Man at Mitness. I was thinking I'm going to go tomorrow morning and take me a selfie, post it.
If you take a selfie and send it to me, I'll post it on my timeline.
Yeah.
I'll post it on my timeline. You'll get 42 billion likes.
See how many likes I can get.
But you and I have had this conversation because I've grown a thick skin. One person says something negative. Mm. I know how you react.
Yeah, I think I've gotten better with that, though.
Have you?
I think I have, yeah. And I will
just,
I'll block them.
Can I be
them?
Honest? Mm-hmm. I don't get what I used to get because people didn't understand the role. I don't get as much as I used to get.
Really?
And in fact, I haven't gotten anything lately. But there, for a while, there were people like, well, let me be your news anchor instead. I'm like, shut up. What are you, stupid?
Yeah, I can imagine.
And they didn't understand the role.
I can do
and
it then better than she can.
Then we would get the opposite, where people would say, why are you so damn mean to this lady?
Yeah, I do. Not lately, but I have gotten that. Like, why don't you just
You know what
Paul
would get for a long time? He still might. He just doesn't tell me anymore. How do you work with that guy? How do you work with that piece of, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But people do understand it. By the way, I'm starting to get emails from people who listen in Santa Rosa, California. I'm not even kidding. We just got back on the air Monday.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're like, man, well, last email I got was I was listening to a different station like in Ann Arbor on WAAM because they took you off on KSRO. So I'm really I'm so glad to be back on.
Awesome.
Here. We're still in a holding pattern. We may get John Catsimatidis on. He's got some other stuff going on. As a billionaire, you're a little busy.
Just a tad, right?
The little busy.
Wonder how much money does he make like in a minute? Can you imagine?
Well, let me say this. That's an interesting question, but I don't think it works that way once you're a billionaire.
No?
When you own stuff, like, I don't know that Elon Musk can count how much he's making every minute. I think it's all about how well is the company that I own doing. Because if it does badly, Elon Musk could lose $2 billion today and not feel it.
I know, yeah.
And that's then he could make $10 billion and probably not feel it as well. So I think it's about the value of what you own when you're on that realm, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like you and I can like figure out what we make per show or what we make per week or what we make per month.
Yeah.
I think that it's all about value of what you own.
Okay. I guess when you have that much money,
I hope
to
have that problem one day.
Me too.
I hope to at the end of the day go, I have no idea how much I made today. Wouldn't that be great?
Let me just write you a check.
I know my bills
are
paid.
I'm going to buy your company. Let me just buy your
What do you need, $2 billion? Got it.
I know.
So
who do I make this out to?
You have a stamp that we can just stamp it to who? You ever do that? Like I write so badly now. I don't know how your handwriting is. I've never, ever seen your handwriting. Mm-hmm. My handwriting just sucks.
You know,
it's the worst.
Used to be really, really nice. But
we don't write anything anymore.
I was going to say, I never, and when I do, it's like, oh my gosh, that's my signature is horrible.
I had to pay a bill the other day, and I wrote out a check, and I gave it to the lady. She said, I can't read this.
Dude,
and I said, well,
terrible,
listen, lady,
right?
I type everything. What are you talking about?
I know.
She said, you
do.
Literally left out, like it was for a certain amount of money. She said, you left out $200.
Oh,
said, what?
That might be a problem then. Yeah.
So, well, let me write you another. She says, do you have a card attached to that account? And I did. And we just paid
there
with the card.
You go.
And I said, why didn't we do that to begin with?
I know.
Why did you make me write all that
check out?
Because think about it. It was a pretty big bill that I had. So they give you a short amount of space to write out 182 and blah blah blah,
and so
over
many
100
cents.
Wait a second, how do you fit all that in there?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to like be a micro writer. Are people writing little tiny words and letters now?
I don't know. You know, my mother still writes checks out at the grocery store. She's that lady that holds
that lady.
Up everybody when she's
I have
writing
like a pack of gum. I'm waiting for your mom to write out a check.
I know, and then she'll look at it and make sure everything's right, and then she'll. You know, she'll tear it out of the checkbook. Yeah. I'm so sorry, people. I'm sorry. It's my
well,
mother.
Now we know where you get it.
That's
so,
my mother. Oh, I'm not like what? That. I don't write a check.
Annoying doesn't run in the family? You're kidding, right?
Maybe not
Let me ask
part.
You this. Did your kids learn cursive in school?
Yes. But you know what? Not my youngest, because I taught him how to write his name in cursive.
In New York, we called it script. And then when we moved to
Florida,
they said
cursive. It was always
cursive
for us. Yeah.
And here in Texas, I'm sure it would be cursive as well. So the one learned it, the one didn't, but you
right.
taught him. Sam, did you learn cursive in school?
Yes.
That's it. But that's interesting because I don't know they're teaching it at all anymore.
I don't think so. I don't. My son has a Chromebook and they've got their phones and nobody's actually writing anything down anymore.
Can you imagine people used to write letters, Carrie?
I know.
They were mad about legislation. They were mad about, you know, what's on the radio. They were mad about whatever. They would write a longhand
mm-hmm.
letter.
Yeah.
I still, but mainly from prison, I still get like 3-4 page letters. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, those female prisoners.
You know, no, it's
love
not female prisoners. It's
Pags.
The guys for some reason.
Oh.
You know, Bob Smith from state penitentiary in whatever state send me an 8-page email about how much he loves my show and it helps him pass the time.
Well.
And when you're in prison, passing the time takes on a different thing, doesn't
I'm
it?
I'm thinking, yes. Yeah, so that's, I would consider. That a compliment, yeah.
And then I'll get emails. Will you accept this email from this prisoner? I'm like, this could be a murderer. I don't know. Get out of prison, then write me.
Oh wow.
Am I asking a lot?
That's a little scary. But
what for me to have them write after they get out of prison? I don't want to write to the prison.
Accepting that it's like
listen,
you know,
prisoners. If you'd like to write to somebody, it's Carrie Lockie
no.
at CarrieLockie.Lockie.
Thank you. Leave me
is that
out
not
of
what
this.
It is?
No, this is not what that is.
All right. So, I always find it interesting. I don't know. Sam, have you ever used a phone where you actually have to, you've never used a phone with a dial, right?
I mean, I have, but it was like a novelty.
Yeah, like grandma
right?
has one in
like,
Florida.
Right. Yeah, I played
wall.
With that.
But it wasn't hooked up to anything.
Right.
So you know how it worked.
Right.
But you've never used it. Now, Paul, are you old enough to have used a dial phone? You ever use a phone that had an actual dial on it?
Yes.
Carrie, did you?
I think I did, yeah.
Not only did we have a dial phone, but it was a phone where the whole phone portion, you know, you like in the kitchen, you hung it back on the plastic thing on the wall?
Yes, had one of those.
And the cord was 2,000 feet long. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, yep. Mom could go to the bathroom, she's still talking to somebody on the phone.
Yeah, so that's what we did as a teenager before we had cell phones. You want to talk with your friends, you get that. Or I'd get my mom's phone from the bedroom, and I could, the cord could reach all the way into mine, and I could close my door.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did.
Mm-hmm. And you ever have this one where mom or dad is on the phone, and you walk into the kitchen wherever they happen to be, and you're talking, oh, I didn't realize.
Yes, yes.
Everybody's very, very sorry that you interrupted their phone call. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, blah, 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 blah. Nobody cares anymore.
It's so
like the
true.
Whole phone etiquette thing went away.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When I'm out or when I'm, and I had this happen just a couple of weeks ago at the gym, and I'm on the treadmill and I've got my earbuds in and I'm listening to something. I don't want to hear your conversation that you're having on the phone, which is what was happening. I don't care, but don't do that. Don't do that. Nobody wants to hear your conversation.
You've never seen these pictures, and you never will, but I used to be, you think I'm hardcore in the gym now, I used to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would work out with a guy who was twice that guy, he was the guy who said, God, and he called me every name, you know, when I was trying to lift it, and I'd try to lift it and hit him in the face with it, which, you know, got me motivated, obviously. Yeah. If somebody was on the phone, he would go, are you making a stock trade in the gym? Are you making a stock trade? What the hell's so important? Get off the phone.
No,
and people are like, oh my God, and they like run out of the gym crying, you know.
But come on,
but admit it, you wish you could do that.
Absolutely, yes. Every once in a while, I'll take it out and I'll just kind of look around just to see who's doing that, who's being so annoying, and they still keep talking. They don't pick up on that. So,
I'll give you a little anecdote from today.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a guy, probably I don't know, 25, 30 years old, good shape. He's doing well. And there's no bench, and I'm doing arms today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I grab dumbbells, and if you don't know, that's two smaller weights, where you can do a barbell is a weight that's on the entire bar. I'm doing dumbbells, and there's no place for me to sit. He's on the bench that's right here, and then there's somebody on the bench to the left, somebody on the bench to the right. So I'm standing behind them, and I'm doing my arms. And the guy's like, really, he's like very unhappy that I'm behind him doing arms. He's just unhappy. I could see it on his face. And as soon as somebody got up from a bench to the left or to the right, it was to the left, he got sort of hops, goes over.
Because he wants to look at just himself in
the
mirror when he's doing it?
I don't know.
It, or,
oh. So I sit down at the bench, and I finish arms. Okay, that's cool. And by the way, if you're doing arms, don't be standing up and swinging your arms around like an idiot. Sit down on a bench and really do the arms. So I'm sitting there, and I'm doing it, and I get it. So he's still, like, snarling a little bit. I'm like, first of
that
all.
That is the problem.
First of all, whippersnapper, let's calm it down. You know what I mean? Calm down, Sparky.
You got an old guy here trying to get in shape.
Exactly. So I've had it with his little snorting. So I wave because he's got earbuds. Everybody's got earbuds in. You got to wave at them to get their attention.
No.
So I wave and he's like, yeah. I said, thanks for the bench, man. What? I said, thanks for the bench. Oh, no problem, sir. Like suddenly he's like changed his whole mood.
Yeah.
Don't be. Listen. First of all, you're at Planet Fitness. I'm not impressed. Okay, let's go there first. Okay, you're paying $10 a month like I am. Let's not be stupid.
Yeah.
You're not the elite guy at the gym.
Yeah.
Secondly, don't assume anything. There was no place to sit, so I was not doing arms behind you to show them that my arms are bigger than yours, or that they were smaller, or better shape, or worse shape. Mm-hmm. I was just doing it because it was where I had to stand. There was no place I could have stood in front of him, I guess, put my ass in his face, and then because he was sitting on the bench, I think that would have been more rude, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
But
you totally caught him off guard when
completely.
You said thanks for the bench.
Yeah.
And then he kind of,
because he got up and moved, and I now had a bench.
Decompress, yeah.
But I'm telling you, I'm going to have to find a hardcore gym somewhere because I'm going to end up killing somebody. And I mean that literally, people, calm down. Nobody's going to die. But I mean, at some point, I'm just going to let him. I'm going to go, what are you doing? What's the matter with you?
Come on now.
You know, people get on the treadmill, they'll run backwards on like two. I'm like, why are you running backwards? Stop.
Running backwards? No, I would never do that.
Carrie, doesn't make any sense. So, we're going to need that gym selfie from you tomorrow.
All right.
Appreciate that.
We'll
make that happen. I will post it and I'll yell, come on, at the end of it.
Okay.
Probably do 2 million views. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We'll lighten it up for a second. We'll have the AG from Missouri on at the bottom of the hour, but let's lighten it up for a second. I want to take it, Sam, I'll take calls from people who have some story, not about the gym, because I think that gets boring, but what is it that we took for granted when we were growing up and we were young adults, like the rotary phone that had the cord that was 2,000 feet long, or, you know, something else. I don't know. Where I remember the headlight switch in the car. You had to hit it with your toe. You had to hit it with your foot. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, stop it. You're driving down the road in a car. You have the headlights on. You want your high beams to go on. You click like a silver button on the floor. Next, it would be to the left of the clutch.
Well, you are older than me. I don't remember
not
that.
Not much. And honestly, I look younger. Could to be. Let's be honest.
Really?
But wow. To me, nobody else agrees with that. But I mean, like, what is it that we just took for granted in the day? Like, we would get up and turn the channel on the TV.
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing. We were the remote control for our parents.
Yes, we were.
Yeah. Turn that to hee-haw or, you know, exactly whatever right. That was.
There were three total channels, so it wasn't hard to find the next one. But I would love to hear just stories of what kids today would have no clue. If you showed them the item, what would they not know what it was?
Speaking of cars, I got a good one because I remember in the back seat of our station wagon, you had the little ashtrays that came out.
Absolutely.
Do
cars don't even have ashtrays anymore, do they?
No, I don't think so. No.
All right, so think on that. 888-941-PAGS. Paul, you have something?
I was going to say the antennas for the TV.
Absolutely. Mm. They would have, you show them the rabbit ears.
With the foil, yeah.
They would say, well, okay, what the hell's that?
I know. What do you do with this?
Or even the knobs on the TV where you have to like tune it.
Yep. If you didn't tune it, you could not get the reception to be right. You had to actually tune the picture on the TV. They would have no clue what that was. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts when we come back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Thanks for stopping by. We're about 6-7 minutes away from Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General of the great state of Missouri. Make sure you stick around. Fighting the Biden administration on many fronts. We'll talk about that and then some. You know, some people are mentioning, the old style of jack for the car. Carrie, I don't think most people in this day and age know how to change a tire in a car.
I would agree with you on that, yeah.
I do know how to do that. And I think, Sam, did I spend time with you guys showing you how to jack up a car? I know that I wanted to when you were growing up.
You showed us a lot of things, but not how to change a tire.
I think you know how to do that, though, don't you? I think you'd be able to figure it out.
I know how to call AAA.
All right, well, come over and I'll teach you how to do that. You had an annoyance that you face a lot today.
So I do, and that is actually privacy. So something that happened, I don't know, when smartphones came out, is just that we as people, especially in America, we don't have any privacy anymore. And I know back in the 80s, you could just not answer your phone.
That's true. Just ignore it. And there was no voicemail.
But it's hard now.
There was no answering machine. There's no anything.
Right.
Just don't answer it. We're good. So now it's like we're attached to devices. People can contact us all the time. And we're on video constantly.
Constantly, yes.
All right. I got you. I hear you.
That's another thing. You mentioned answering machines.
Yes.
Where my kids would be like, what is this attached to the landline phone you got here? And you come home and if it's blinking, I got three messages.
Yeah. Do you remember the ones that actually had tape in them?
Yes.
And the tape would always get screwed up. Oh, I missed this message. It was an important message.
Always.
Yeah. No, without a doubt, they would have no idea what to do with that. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about total financial freedom. Prices are going up. Inflation is going crazy. More Americans are feeling the financial squeeze. Bills are stacked to the ceiling. Have you reached your debt ceiling? You can't do what the government just did and just raise it. You can't keep robbing Peter to pay Paul. If you're buried in bills, you're trying to keep up with all the credit card signature loans and internet loans and timeshares, get off the endless debt treadmill and call Total Financial Freedom right now. If you owe more than $10,000, the team at Total Financial Freedom has been doing a phenomenal job for 16-plus years, helping Americans like you resolve their debts and cut their payments in half. Really, give them a call. The number is 800-833-9444, 1-800-833-9444. Call now. Ask about the free book, The Debt Dietitian. When you mention my name, Joe Pags, get that free book. And when you call, you're also going to learn how to easily cut your payments. You're going to appreciate their team. They're like-minded people. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Zero complaints. Call Total Financial right now at 800-833-9444. Mention my name. Get that book. It's 800-833-9444. Make it happen. Make it happen right now. Okay, I don't have time for the long story. Sam, is there a short one? Probably not, right?
Brad is pretty short.
Brad, I'm talking 20 seconds. Go.
All right. Remember the little triangular windows in the corner of the window on the driver's side?
Yes.
You'd open it open, the air would blow in on you?
Yes.
They don't. I wish they still had those.
Oh, I do too. Kids today would go, what the hell's that little window for? It was like the little wind window. It was very.
Carrie, or my dad those? Was smoking cigarettes. Yeah, he'd be driving, and that's the little window you put your ashes out of. Yep.
And one of my modern cars actually has one of those little windows actually behind me.
Oh, wow.
Not in front of the window. But I don't know that any car at all has that little wind window anymore. That used to be very convenient. I loved it. Mm-hmm. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Andrew Bailey when we come back. Stay here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.